Hello and welcome to this week's edition of the DVCA show. This episode brought to you by Loan Sorted. If you have a need for a home loan, business loan, car loan, or any other type of loan you can think of, head to loansorted.com.au and make sure you speak to Dinesh, who is a great friend of the DVCA and the show, and let him know that we sent you his way. My name's Callum. We've got a different sort of story that we are talking about today on the DVCA show. It's always a discussion point about the transition for cricketers from the juniors to the seniors, but that pathway took an interesting way for Luca Clake and his mates at the Eltham Cricket Club. Luca, you're a new cricketer in a way, a couple of matches in under-10s, but you then returned to cricket 8 years later and brought 12 of your mates together to play in a club at the Eltham Panthers.
Yeah, well, it all just came together. We all loved our cricket and we just thought, why not, eh? Better late than never.
No, well, it is extraordinary to bring 12 mates together to do anything. What was it that you pitched to them about cricket? You're all basketballers, you're all footballers. What was cricket to go?
Well, you know, the elephant in the room, we all loved our sport. Like, you know, whether it was basketball and footy were just the main two we alternated through. A lot of us didn't play footy, but we all liked watching the cricket. We all liked, you know, watching the test in the summer, you know, something to do. We all backed ourselves as backyard cricketers, I thought. And, so we just thought, you know what, I had a chat with, Ollie Hibbert, who's one of my good mates. He played a fair bit of cricket. And we just thought, well, you know what, let's throw a group of boys together. Let's get a cricket 10 going, you know. We've only got a couple more years where we're eligible for juniors, so we may as well just do it. And, came with some funny stories and just, yeah.
How would you describe your first season together in 18s?
Oh, so pretty much we rolled in first trading where we had to have like 10 weeks of pre-season. And, I'll go from the start. So first of all, we were looking for a club to play at and, so my mother rang up the Eltham Cricket Club because it's local and goes, she rings up Seb Oakley, who's features a bit in these stories, and she rings up and goes, hey, my son and a group of his friends are keen to play some under-18s cricket at your club. And he goes, I'm so sorry, we actually don't have an under-18s team. How many boys do you have? And she goes, oh, we've got 12. and he was, this is secondhand from my mum, she was like, he was like, you're kidding me.
No, like, junior coordinators don't get that call very often, particularly at 18s levels.
Like, he was like, you're twisting me up, surely. and she was like, believe it or not, I'm not twisting your arm. We have 12 blokes ready to play cricket. And then she called him back a couple of days later and was like, look, we're probably going to have trouble finding a coach. And then this is the best part. One of my mates' dads, Clint, he puts his hand up and goes, you know, I'm all in, I'm ready to go. And he's he loves his cricket. Like, we all think we love our cricket, but, mate, he's cricket fanatic.
In the blood?
Oh, yeah. Loves his cricket. And, so he's coached at some reasonably high levels and played at some reasonably high levels himself. And, I'm not sure. He hadn't coached for a couple of years. I think that's correct. And, so he came in and coached us and we went for a little, pre-season training session, just the first session. And we just like, you know, just a little muck around. It wasn't even a net session. It was just like chucking balls around and fielding and just a little bit of a bat. And, we were just like, could barely chuck the ball 30 metres. Like, we're pretty sporty, but we just, like, couldn't get the drop of a cricket, like, couldn't catch a cricket ball properly.
Doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, it was ugly, but it's really something to look back on, and you're just like, geez. So we had about 10 weeks of training, and come round run, we were still far off these other blokes, though, because we're bottom age as well. We're still well off these other blokes, and and then we rolled into that first game of against Research, and it was absolutely bucketing down rain, and we were just like, it was sort of on and off, like every half an hour, and we were at school just saying, please hold off, like, the conditions, like the pitch was already soaked, but we're just like, please just hold off. So we got there and we got the game going. We got through the first innings through a bit of rain, few ugly innings. I'm at a duck, and a few other ducks floating around. And yeah, and then come innings break, it just starts at, like, properly pouring rain, and everyone's like, yeah, whatever, we'll pack up. But we actually managed to convince the umpires to get out there while it was bucketing down rain and like, just completely unplayable. Like, seriously, like, probably about 10 mil in half an hour. It was ridiculous. And, yeah, we were just loving it. And first ball, yeah, gave the pill to Sammy Vass, and he delivered an absolute beauty of a delivery and took out the bloke's middle peg, which was just, it just slid on. And yeah, that was just an unbelievable moment and everyone was loving it. So yeah, that was a great start. The game did end up getting called off, but we had him 2 for 6 early. I thought we were red hot sniff. But
on the ropes.
Yeah.
Well, you've captured the most intrinsic magic of cricket, is that whatever happens, happens together.
Yeah.
You've got a good bunch of blokes around you.
Oh, yeah.
You've got a good bunch of teammates around
yeah.
you. Then it's a good day.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
And spreading your wings into seniors while still holding the juniors team this year. Just there's no stopping.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, the senior club were just absolutely unbelievable. Like, a pack of knuckleheads rolling into a club, you know. Most people would be rattled by the type of bloke that this group is. But, yeah, so the senior club just embraced it. Like, Seb Oakley, he's junior manager. You'll have to get confirmation on that title. But yeah, he's been unbelievable. Yeah. Marcus Decker has as well, has just been unbelievable, you know. Really embraced a lot of the boys. You know, you get amongst the banter of the senior club pretty quickly, and yeah, like, there's so many names that I'm, you know, missing out on. But yeah, there's just Moose as well, the head coach, he's unbelievable. And just, yeah, really just, they really opened their arms and just let a couple of blokes in, well, whoever wanted to play really for senior cricket. And yeah, that was just unbelievable. And, you know, it's pretty hard to convince people to sit in the field for you know,
yeah,
60 overs.
Another great truth.
Yeah. But, mate, oh, running around with, you know, those blokes, whether it's in the 18s or whether it's in the seniors, it's, you know, just goes by like that. Like, it's, yeah, it's a lot of fun. I mean, I could just be in my honeymoon stage, because there's definitely blokes out there that hate cricket in the seniors.
But, I think in a few years you'll treat a washout a little bit differently.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, you could say we're in the honeymoon stage, but, you know, we're just bloody loving it. And, yeah.
Well, Luca, you and your mates, you're a great story, and I know the ride's going beautifully so far, but I hope for your sake, for your team's sake, that the ride just gets sweeter and sweeter from here.
Unbelievable. Thank you very much, Callum.
Living testament of our motto at the DVCA, more cricket, more people, more often.